Struggling with your faith? You're not the only one. You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show.
As if I had another choice, I was a believer in the barback, baby. I was a believer in Rome. If she's not coming over lately, I was gonna go back home. I was gonna go back home.
Folks, we are live in studio, and we are about to experience that which is Donovan Woods. I have no idea why I'm talking like this. Devoted solely to the art of music. It's our last hour of the show, and we want to bring to you the best talent that we can find. Basically, we want to give you a free concert. How's that sound? But you got to buy stuff from these people. You got to buy their CDs, their keychains, their hats, guitar picks. Donovan Woods, best songwriter ever, is the website. Bestsongwriterever.com. Donovan Woods, kind of a big deal. Have a listen.
European boyfriend, follow it through to its logical, and you're gonna get some stupid European boyfriend. Follow it through to its logical, and you're gonna get some stupid European boyfriend. Follow it through to its logical, and you're gonna get some stupid European boyfriend. I was a believer in the ball, baby. I was a believer in Rome. If she's not coming over lately, I was gonna go back home. I was gonna go back home. I was gonna go back home. All the windows on the second floor where I live, all those chicks, I don't live there no more. All your letters written in your tiny voice, telling me to come back home as if I had another choice.
So excited to have Donovan back in the studio. Donovan Woods. Let me see. What is the stuff his people made up here? Some kind of Toronto to Nashville. Woods has carved out a niche for himself as a big songwriter for TV and film. His music has appeared on television shows like Felicity, Degrassi, Next Generation, ABC's My Generation, and the Matthew Perry film Numb, blah, blah, blah. He's done a lot of stuff. CBC Radio plays his stuff. But really, they're not very selective over there. We are on the Drew Marshall Show. How you doing, man?
I'm okay. I'm good. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
How was the drive?
It was a little stressful. I was a little stressed out. I was at a dead stop on the QEW there, and I don't like to rush. I like to keep my life right on a slow, smooth grind, so I don't want to be rushed at all.
Right.
It worked out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you learn from that experience?
To stay calm in a situation like that.
Stay calm, carry on.
Because you're going to get there. You know what I mean? It's going to happen. You're not going to be too late. It's not very far away.
Yeah.
I just forgot how far. Like, this place isn't really that far once you get off
the
highway.
No, but you city people are like,
I know.
You know, you think you're going to get nosebleeds if you go above 7.
I know, but I'm not, where I'm from, it would take, like, the idea that it takes an hour, like, if you, where I'm from, if you drove an hour, you're in London, Ontario, you know what I mean? You're going to White Oaks Mall, you're going to go to the Gap, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's going to be great. So, to sit in an hour in a car in Toronto and be, like, a place you could see from your house, that's not my jam.
No.
I can't get into that.
No.
It's horrible.
It's so L.A.
It seems, yeah, that's it. It feels like that. It feels gross.
Yeah. I like you. Let's just state that right out the top.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I like you. That's why I want to come back.
And really?
Yeah. It's fun.
You know when no one listens, right?
I don't know. I figure people tell me that hordes of people are listening.
Tens of tens. Yeah. The audience leapt to its foot. Last time I saw you, other than being here, I think you were in a safe. Are you having problems with the headphones there? What are you doing?
No, everything's great. Don't worry about me. You look at me like most radio. I've done my fair share of radio interviews. They don't look at you. You know what I mean?
You know why? This is serious. people in broadcasting, especially radio,
yeah,
are the most insecure humans on the planet.
Oh, really?
I went to a religious broadcasters convention, and I went to the Canadian Association of Broadcasters convention. Two different radio connections. Well, not just radio, but, you know, broadcasting convention. Two, yeah, of them. Two conventions.
Yeah.
What a bunch of nerds, man.
Oh, yeah. Just a nerd.
Oh.
Fan. Yeah. Well, I won't name names, but I've experienced that aspect of it. But most of them are just looking down at their sheets, and you just feel like, wow, I'm talking to,
yeah,
just talking to nobody.
I care.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but this is nice too.
No, there's something wrong with that.
It's a little inhuman.
It's weird. It's, yeah, totally inhuman.
Yeah.
And that's not you. That's not your songwriting, man.
I don't know. Maybe it is.
Listen, let's stop waffling and get a tune out of your system so you feel like you're right into it. Okay.
Okay. Sure.
What are you gonna throw down?
I'm gonna play a song called "Don't Deny It" off my last record that I like quite a bit.
Any swearing in this song?
Not even one swear.
Because we've had too much swearing on the show today.
There's been swears already on the show?
I'm just saying, Enrico Colantoni, you know, with a name like that. Hey, how you doing?
He said,
forget about it.
Which swear word did
can't,
you say?
I can't even refer to it.
That's too bad.
I can't refer to it. The first guy to ever swear on my... Never mind. What's the song again? Ladies and gentlemen, live on the Drew Marshall Show, one of my favorites ever, and I mean that,
oh,
Donovan Woods.
In this world, there's a losing hand. Boys and girls, women and men. When you swore not to love again, but you know you will. Don't deny it.
Donovan Bailey on the Drew Marshall. Has anybody ever said, first of all?
All the time, yeah.
I am reminded as you played that song.
Please.
You are so good. You really are. But what do you do when the compliments just don't stop? Like, how do you handle that as a Canadian, especially? Because we're not comfortable with that.
They stop. They always stop.
They stop.
They always stop. And they stop once you're alone because you're just like, oh, God, I'm a hoax. I'm just... You know,
yeah.
You never feel like you're gonna. I always feel like the last record that I put out, we just the Canadian Folk Awards were just the nominees were just announced. I didn't get one nomination, and I was, you know, I'm furious about it.
Like that's an oxymoron. A folk artist doesn't get furious.
No, you're just supposed to be like, well, it's just an honor to play music in this great country. But I'm furious. Like it's just the best record of the year by a country mile, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
And so I couldn't believe it. I just was flabbergasted, and you know, but. Then you're reminded, like, oh, I'm not as great. Everybody doesn't think I'm as great as I think I am. But I, you know, when people compliment me, I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah.
But do you believe it though?
Yeah, like I'm pretty good. Like I feel pretty good. You know, like I've been to lots of places now. I've met a lot of other writers, and I feel like you know, I got a thing that I do that works pretty okay. You know.
How old are you?
I'm 32.
So you have that old soul thing. I hate to bring that up, but. You know, you got more depth than a 32-year-old is supposed to have. And then the other side of that
that's
is...
That's not true.
I know you're shallow. I know you're shallow, punk.
Yeah, yeah.
We know that.
I'm scum.
But the other side to that is, you know, I think it's wrong for anybody to receive grand acknowledgement prior to 40. It's wrong.
Oh, really? 40?
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to theater school, and that was sort of – in the conservatory program that I went to was sort of like that nobody – teachers didn't give you any praise. You weren't really berated, but you never given any praise.
Sounds like growing up in my family.
Because they felt like it would sort of ruin you or just do something to you. And so I think there's something to that for sure. But 40s, I mean, that's a long while.
Come on.
Before getting any praise. No praise until you're
40? No, I didn't say praise. I mean, grand praise, like accolades.
Like awards and whatnot.
Yes.
Well, there's that, you know, that one of my favorite guys, David Gray, you know, that singer-songwriter fellow. He only got famous when he was like 36 or something.
Yeah.
And he said.
And Eva Cassidy, she was dead.
Oh. That's the worst, right? What a bum deal. But he said that I'm so glad I didn't get famous before that because I wouldn't have been able to handle it. I would have just been a weirdo.
He'd be peeing in mop buckets.
Yeah. Oh, no. Poor guy.
Hey?
Poor kid.
Jeez. Did you see the...
somebody's got to go get that kid.
Who's the other talk show guy? Not Kimmel, the other guy, the new guy.
Fallon?
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon did a thing with... Hold on, was it Kimmel or Fallon?
No, it was... Who was it? Zach Galifianakis.
That's right. Zach Galifianakis. Yeah, oh, wait, that's... That's you.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I just saw
it. You're better looking than he is.
Hey,
your eyes have more...
People say that about Zach Galifianakis.
Really? Say. Let's talk about your hammer-ons and pull-offs.
All right.
Excuse me?
Is that appropriate?
For those who are wondering what we're talking about, give them an example of a hammer-on and a pull-off. Yeah. So we call that doing a JT. And not Justin Timberlake. We call it doing a James Taylor.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Because he's the master of that.
Yeah, to a certain extent, he certainly is.
To a certain extent?
His eyes just became fiery hot with rage. That's
well, folks, that was Donovan Woods. Drew Marshall's.
No, James Taylor fan.
You're very good at that, and you work it into your songs, from my estimation, at appropriate moments.
Thank you.
But in that last song you did, I have a question.
Okay.
Don't deny what?
Oh, come on. Don't make me do that.
No, I'm serious.
Oh, really?
You don't know what your song is about?
No, not
really.
Are you
censoring?
I mean, you don't really know what it's about. You just have a rough idea.
Don't get all esoteric, incensey on me, man.
I'm trying to communicate a mood. So, you know, I don't really know. It could be anything. Whatever you'd like it to be.
You're such a hippie.
I know, but that's true, though. That's the drag about being a songwriter is that you have to give these answers like that are kind of hyperbolic.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
And it makes you sound like a jerk because... You do sound like an artist, but the truth of it is, when you get down to the nut of it, it's like, I don't know where they come from. I just make them up.
Yeah.
I have no idea. So, like, you know, that's the capital T truth about it. Like, I could tell you what I was thinking about when I wrote it, but that has nothing to do with it.
Okay. First, let me say that Bob Dylan said of those years where he was just dropping gems left, right, and center, he has no idea where that came from.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No
and,
idea.
And says, like, I couldn't do that.
Couldn't
now.
Do it again.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Well, that's true, I think.
But I would like to know what you were thinking of when you wrote that song.
So I was thinking of having been...
Wait, am I a geek for wanting to know the...
Yeah, a bit.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Should I go to a broadcasting convention?
I don't know. I would never, like... the people that whose songs that I love, when I meet them... The last thing I would want to know is what they were thinking of.
Really?
Because I have my own thing, and I like
it. It's all about interpretation.
Yeah, and I like it. I like mine.
But do you have people say to you, like, when you said blah, 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 blah in that song, what did you mean? And,
yeah.
And do you roll your eyes inside your head?
Yeah, yeah. More so than I feel bad saying that, but I get like about an email or two every couple of days. That works out to an email a day. One email a day where someone asks me about an interpretation question or a lyric interpretation question.
Yeah, yeah.
And oftentimes when it's something, when they're saying, when I can tell it means something to them and when I can tell there's going to be a wrong answer if I answer it,
I just don't email them back.
No, do them the favor of not answering the question.
This is what you should do. You should do what my therapist says.
What's that?
I don't know. What do you think? I'd pay $120 an hour for that.
I know, but I know. That's the thing, right? Like, I could say that, but then they think like, oh, this guy's a jerk. I don't like his music. Like, yeah. I have a lot of people whose music.
Oh, so ignoring them is less worse?
Yeah. Then they just think, oh, he didn't get it, or like the person who screens his emails pass
along. You just let this out, man.
Yeah, it's well.
You got to answer all your stinking emails now.
Everything, all of the stuff comes directly to me. There's no one screening any of it. So if I don't answer, I read it, and also if you do like a YouTube cover of one of my songs, which people do now, I watch it, and not I have a Google alert for my name. I'm like the first person who watches it. So
really?
Oh yeah.
Do you comment with scathing stuff?
I don't comment, but I watch it and I show my wife, and we have a good
a laugh.
Well, sometimes laugh. You know, sometimes we feel really good about it.
Can you? I've got a buddy named Jacob Moon who's from Hamilton area. Okay. Great player, really solid vocals as well. One of the hardest working guys in the Ontario music scene. Does a billion house concerts. Yeah. Right? Just really does that real well. Yeah, and he covered Subdivisions by Rush. He did it so well. Rush contacted him because they saw it on YouTube. And really? Said, we want you to perform this at our inauguration into the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame.
And did he get to do it? Oh, that's great.
How amazing is that?
That is incredible.
I hope something like that happens to you.
Oh, I don't want anything like that.
No,
thanks.
All right, let's do another song. Okay. What are we doing here?
This is a new one.
What's this all about?
I don't know. It doesn't really have a title yet, but it's a brand new one, but I'll play.
Thank you. Yeah, no folks, problem. Again, live in the Drew Mar- and really, honestly, I know we're joking around crazy here, but just so stoked you're here. Donovan Woods. Who was about to take a small glass of water, which is empty, and drink it.
It's literally not a measurement size of a cup.
No.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
My good friends ain't nothing but trouble. My good friends ain't no help to me. Lord, I win this fight. I ain't tried, but I just might. My good friends ain't no help to me. And if I went back there today, you don't work there anyway. Lord, I win this fight. I ain't tried, but I just might. My good friends ain't no help to me. And if I loved you better, it wouldn't really matter. I cannot stay here forever. I cannot stay another hour. My good friends ain't nothing but trouble. My good friends ain't no help to me. Lord, I win this fight. I ain't tried, but I just might. My good friends ain't no help to me. And if I loved you better, it wouldn't really matter. I cannot stay here forever. I cannot stay. My good friends ain't nothing but trouble. My good friends ain't no help to me. Lord, I win this fight. I ain't trying, but I just might. My good friends ain't no help to me. My good friends ain't no help to me. My good friends ain't no help to me.
Donovan Woods. On the Drew Marshall Show. That's how you have to do it at the end there.
It's pretty slick.
Just get all CBC on your butt. Speaking of CBC, are you known there?
People know you? They like me over there, yeah. So Keen Lee talked about me the other day.
Come on.
Very excited about that, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she said really nice things, too.
Really?
Yeah.
She didn't talk to me. The best songwriter ever. Now, what is the website again called again?
BestSongwriterEver.com. Yeah.
BestSongwriterEver.com.
Yeah. It was available, so I thought I'd just snap it up.
Why not?
Preemptively.
I just bought Legendary Broadcaster.
Oh, really?
No.
You can get I have a friend who just buys up funny ones because he wants to own them.
Like, yeah.
I can't say many of them on the internet, but he just snaps them up because you can get them for like $7.99, yeah. And you might as well have it.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Eventually, someone will want tohellwithreligion.com.
Yeah, it's worse than that.
I got that one. I do.
You do? Yeah. Just have it, you know?
Just have it.
Yeah, see what happens.
Yeah.
Because you never know. You might make $500-$600 on it someday.
We're going to take a very short break right now, okay. But we're going to be back with Donovan Woods here on the Drew Marshall Show. Stay with us.
The Drew Marshall Show, reminding you that two thongs still don't make it right.
No offense to sketch you on, I've only been inside you once. Were those the golden days that I would swear was?
Donovan Woods in studio with us. I'm going to listen to another one of his songs, and then we're going to pick his brain a little more and get him to perform some more, you know, like the monkey.
I would pray for us. I was planning to go somewhere more. Get you on. You live a lie, live a lie, live a lie. I ain't one to talk to you. So did I, so did I, so did I. So did I. So did
Donovan, let's get a little biological here. Where were you born?
Sarnia, Ontario. I was born in Sarnia.
Did you get along with your parents?
Yeah, very well, yeah.
Like it was a good family?
Yeah, yeah, it's very normal, yeah.
Are they still up there?
No, it's down, but the, but
whatever.
People always ask, they always say, like, are you going up to Sarnia or something? They split their time between Sarnia and Toronto. They have a condo in Toronto. And they have
a condo in Toronto.
Gives you a little
Does
idea.
Anyone else in Sarnia have a condo in Toronto?
I don't think so.
That's pretty.
I think they might be. It might be an exclusive class that they're
nice. In. Yeah. Nice. That's just to be near.
But
you.
Some people have a cottage.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
don't have a cottage. They have a condo in the city, which is a little backwards.
In your singing, you know, you've made a bit out of the wimpy voice thing, which is. Like, I'm a big fan of the wimpy voice.
Yeah.
I love wimpy voices from guys.
Really?
Yeah. Love it.
Okay.
This is starting to sound a little creepy. But
I don't like it.
Why?
I don't know. I always think that if I went to see a concert and I came out, I'd be like, let's get out of here. I feel like I would not want to see a dude like me sing songs, but, you know, I wouldn't.
But that's just your self-deprecation kicking
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I guess. But I do actually think that's true. I'm not really much into white guys whining about sad stuff with guitars. It's like there's just so much of it. And James Taylor already home-runned it 100,000 times.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, I got no follow-up from that.
I'm sorry.
I got nothing. I didn't prepare you for this, but what's your least wimpiest song?
There's a song on my new record called You Don't Say, which is pretty, I think it's a pretty tough guy song. Maybe.
Is it?
Yeah, maybe.
Can you give us a little?
No, I can't. I can't really do it just on the
Did you bring your new CD?
The record? Yeah, that's the new one. It's on that one. It's on that record.
Can you play that, Tim? I want to hear Donovan Woods. I want to hear him not. Can you run?
Which one is it?
Number six, isn't it?
It's number seven, I think. You Don't Say?
Starts with a Y.
Yeah, it's. Number nine.
Okay.
I don't know what number it is.
This is starting to sound like C-I-U-T.
It's getting bad over here. This is bad.
Let's hear this. I want to hear this. I'm waiting for you to go.
Well, it's laid before me.
It takes a
down
minute.
Down that body. Down that pole.
Give it a minute.
Whoa.
Give it a minute.
Maybe for
gets pretty
with you.
Wait, when do you get angry?
Hold on, the drums kick in.
The drums kick in. You don't say. Oh.
Right?
Alright, here we go. Here we go. You don't say. You don't say. Two. Three. Four.
Hold on.
Okay, let's pull that down. So listen.
I swear it really kicks
in. What? Shut up. Paul Simon. Do you hate that? Do you hate when people go, oh, Paul Simon? Do you hate that?
No, I love that. That's, I mean, that's...
He was the wimp before James Taylor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love this stuff.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I think people do love it. There's something, I mean...
I'm saying.
I think, like, there's a side of you know, it's like an it's like investigating a side of male emotion, which doesn't really get...
Yeah,
it doesn't get publicized.
Yeah, a friend of mine named Martin Joseph is very good at this. He's a singer from Wales. He just did another concert at Hughes Room. He's always at Hughes Room.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, have you done there?
Never played at Hughes Room.
God, we got to hook you up to Richard, man.
I would love that. I would love to play there. I've seen some of my favorite concerts I've seen there. Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. All right, work.
Okay.
All right.
I'm waiting for the
tough
part still.
Oh, yeah. Oh, here it is. Okay, whatever. Whatever. You're hilarious. You're hilarious. But what's this song called?
I'm going to play a song called Sleep on the Plane. It's a new song, too. I'm not playing any old songs. I'm tired of this record, so I'll be playing all new stuff.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Donovan Woods on The Drew Marshall Show.
Girl, it's been a crazy week. Sometimes I wish I'd lose this job I'm trying to keep. I'm here with you for tonight. I'm taking off again with the morning light. I'll just sleep on the plane. Up there dreaming about home again. I need time with you more than this. We can watch the sunrise with your head here on my chest. I'm not really all that tired. Tomorrow you can sleep in late, tangled up in blankets while I'm waiting at the gate. And I'll ask the flight attendant, please, if it's alright, man, could I take a window seat? I'll just sleep on the plane, up there dreaming about home again. I need time with you. The sunrise with your head here on my chest. I'm not really all that tired, so I'll just sleep. I'll just sleep on the plane. Up there dreaming. Sunrise with your head here on my chest. I'm not really all that tired, so I'll just sleep on the plane. Girl, you got the finest ways of keeping me awake, so I'll just sleep on the plane.
Beautiful song.
Oh, thank you. Thanks.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song.
I wrote it with two guys in Nashville that I'm doing. So it's not all my song, but thank you.
So you weren't on a plane when you...
I did come up with that part on a plane. Yeah, I pitched it to those guys. I did come up with that part while flying somewhere. Yeah.
Do you make decent money from getting your stuff on television shows?
Yeah, it does.
Do they still, like, are you still getting residuals and stuff?
Oh, yeah, every time it plays, you get paid still. Yeah.
Like, what do you make?
it's very dependent on how the size of the the market that the television channel is in that it's played on.
Right. So if you what's the biggest show that your songs have been on? Felicity.
No, because that was a strange thing. But Rookie Blue. Just recently, we had two songs on Rookie Blue, and that's like an American National thing. So that'll be like every time it plays, it'll be hundreds of dollars.
Oh, that's, they're going to say hundreds of thousands of dollars. You disappointed me when you stopped at hundreds.
In total, it'll be thousands of dollars.
Okay.
Several thousand.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, you got to split it. So do you split the thousand or do you get a thousand yourself, for example?
Well, these songs, since this is all very boring. But,
but I want to know.
I own the majority writer share of these songs, so I don't split it with anybody. No.
Ooh. That's very smart of you. I don't know what I was saying.
Well, that won't be the case in the future because we've just. But for this record, it is the case.
The creative stuff. Like, here's the thing. You got a great sense of humor. I love the self-deprecation. You and I could riff all day. But, you know, I've said this too many times on my show. My most creative times are when I'm in a funk, when I'm depressed and ready to put a bulletin through.
Yeah.
Where does your creative stuff come from? What kind of moments?
Anything like happy or sad or
so spontaneous. For example, in writing a song, does it start with "Ooh, that'd be a good line"? Ooh, that'd be a good hook.
No, not for my own songs. For songs that I write with the intention of other artists recording them, which is something I do a lot more of now. It does start. Usually starts with like that's a good line and that makes sense and could be looked at from several different angles, or it has two meanings. It's like a double entendre, or it's like the way country songs have a particular turn of phrase. For my own songs,
like
no,
ride a horse, not a cowboy. No,
yes, have a horse, ride a cowboy. That's the exact type of thing.
Right.
You know, like so that for country songs, yeah, it usually starts with a title. It starts with a phrase, and you work backwards.
Yeah.
My own songs, it's just I don't know. I just try to make them be.
I have the feeling you should be more organized.
Yeah, that's right. That's absolutely right. I should be. I definitely should be. Yeah.
Do you? When was the last time you were just dead nervous?
Well, like a couple months.
Like other than today,
I don't get nervous for like playing music anymore. Really.
Really?
But down in Nashville, I was put in the room to write a song with somebody who is a real big deal, a real important writer, and I was very nervous about how he would react to the ideas that I pitched at him for songs. And
how did he react?
Everybody said he won't write any of your ideas. Don't worry about it.
Oh,
he'll ask you for ideas, and then he won't write any of your ideas. Don't be offended. He just has his own ideas, but he'll be polite and ask you to pitch him some ideas. And the first idea I pitched him, he took and we wrote it.
So, are you kidding?
Yeah, and I felt you know, in most situations in my life where I felt nervous, there's been no reason to do.
Yeah.
It. I was going to say months ago I went and spoke in front of a friend of mine's theater class at a school in Burlington, T.A. Blakelock. My friend of mine's a teacher there.
Yeah.
And I was terrified
really?
To speak in front of high school kids.
Because you knew how sarcastic and cutting they find the weakness. You know, the high school kids, they're like the hunting dogs.
I thought they were going to be like, you're fat, you're old, get out of here. But I was terrified. But you know what? All lovely, nice kids, like just a lovely.
Well, Burlington, hunter. It's not exactly the hood.
I know, but it's like you just feel like you still
What? I don't know.
But you still feel like, you know, I just felt like they were going to tear me to pieces. Yeah. Like I was a supply teacher or something.
Yeah. Oh, that brings back great memories.
I
made three break down.
Yeah, I did that too. We made a lady called Mrs. Hornblower.
You had Mrs. Hornblower too?
No. Had her.
Really?
Yeah,
Hornblower?
Actually, Hornblower.
You should not be a supply teacher if your name's Hornblower.
You should pack it and do something else. But we made her throw a desk across the row. Oh, no, I shouldn't.
Sorry, what were you?
That's not what I meant.
Stay focused. Yes, you made her throw a desk?
We made her throw a desk across the room, and she was removed, yeah. I feel terrible about it, thinking about it.
What do you need to say to her right now?
I'm very sorry. I think I said I'm sorry.
Did you write a song?
No, I won't do that. But she,
I'm so sorry, Mrs. Hornblower.
Sorry about
Please forgive me, I'm a jerk.
No, it wasn't just me.
Oh.
It was mostly Mike James.
You can plural. Rat out your buddy.
Exactly.
Nice. Nice. Okay, listen, I want to get another song out of you before we run out of time.
Okay.
So, can you do? Would you mind? Could you do another song?
Yeah, I'll do the one that you said you'd like to hear. Is that right?
Song.
Okay. Yeah. I'll
love that song. Thanks, man. Oh, folks, very, very thrilled to have
Donovan
here in the studio with us. Donovan Woods, bestsongwriterever.com. Bestsongwriterever.com. Do you have any gigs coming up? Do you have any things you want to sell or see your CD or trinkets?
I'm a stay-at-home dad right now, so I don't have very many gigs coming up. I'm just. And that's why I'll never be successful in this business. But if you follow me on Twitter, that would thrill me.
That's an ego
Donovan
boost.
Donovan Woods, all one word.
Okay.
Yeah, I
nice.
Mean, that's exciting. But, you know,
you get diaper updates?
I played a show last night, so I don't have anything.
You got nothing now?
No, nothing coming up, really.
All right.
It's good. I like it.
You're funny. All right, folks. Here we go. Mr. Donovan Woods.
All the windows on the second floor, where I live with all those chicks, I don't live there no more. All your letters written in your tiny voice, telling me to come back home as if I had another choice. I was a believer in the barback, baby. I was a believer in Rome. If she's not coming over lately, I was gonna go back home. I was gonna go back home. All that she had then spread out on the floor. If there was another one, please don't let me know. All your letters deeply in my core, telling me to go and see if there was anything more. I was a believer in the barback, babe. I was a believer in Rome. If she's not coming over lately, follow it through to its logical end. You're gonna get some stupid European boyfriend. Follow it through to its logical end. You're gonna get some stupid European boyfriend. Follow it through to its logical end. You're gonna get some stupid European boyfriend. Come on, follow it through to its logical end. I was a believer in the barback, baby. I was a believer in Rome. If she's not coming over lately, I was gonna go back home. I was gonna go back home. I was gonna go back home. All the windows on the second floor, where I live with all those chicks, I don't live there no more. All your letters written in your tiny voice, telling me back home as if I had another choice.
Absolutely beautiful. Donovan Woods, thank you for coming in and being our first guest for Live on TDMS, devoted solely to the art of music, and to start off season 11 in our new one-hour live music showcase. Donovan Woods, best songwriter ever, dude. Absolutely. I don't want to gush.
Thank you.
I just like your stuff.
Thanks, man.
Really, really do. Tremendous CD. Look, support local talent. Just, you know, there's so much talent here. Hey, thanks for tuning in to our show. I promised a few people that I would stop ending my show with what I've been saying for 10 years, which is, hey, if you're new to the country, get out of the left lane. Because, you know, it sounds racist. So I've yet to come up with a closer, Tim. So maybe you and I could work on that this week. But in the meantime, have a listen to my new favorite song, I'm a Liberal Backslider, by Mr. Martin Joseph.
I've been following these footsteps now for many years gone by. But you always upset someone there, no matter how you try. Well, the good things they're forgotten if a bad thing comes around. Now all these stones are flying, they're gonna knock me to the ground. I am a liberal backslider, sliding about 10 years. People ask
Come
me
on,
how
everyone.
I'm doing,
sing it with us.
And I come from all their fears. I'm swearing like a trooper and drinking like a bum. I'm a liberal backslider and it sure is a lot of fun.
Hey, folks, I want to tell you about the Drew Marshall Show 1250 special. You ready for this? For $12.50, that's right, only $12.50, we'll mention your organization's name, website, and a brief description. Did you catch that? During each show, we'll read out your organization's name, website, and a brief description for only $12.50. Now, obviously, there's no point in doing that only once during a four-hour show, so we'll read your advertisement four times per show for an entire month, and each time we do it, it'll only cost you $12.50. It's kind of like putting an advertisement up on every church bulletin in the GTA, except you don't have to get permission from that grumpy old lady at the front desk. Now look, because there are limited spots available for our $12.50 special, why don't you call us right now, toll-free, on 877-JOY-1250. Now sure, we're right in the middle of things here in the show, but if you call us right now, toll-free, on 877-JOY-1250, we'll take your name and number and call you back on Monday to sign up for the Drew Marshall Show $12.50 special. This is nuts. Are you sure we want to do this? How am I supposed to make any money?